could you talk about your decision to come back and play football? Obviously, it's not something you had to do. It's something you wanted to do, and I wonder if you could talk about that a little bit.
I know, realize it's the first time I'm talking to y'all, but I've talked about that quite a bit. You know, since March and training camp, and just about talked out of the topic, if you don't mind. So I've kind of passed that point. Certainly glad to be out there playing. Right in the middle of a tough start to the season. We played some really good teams, and you know, 2-2 at this point, and just got a huge game against New England
I could see who you would be, but is that determination to play, and you know, you see it with Brady, who says he wants to play as long as he can. I mean, would you say that that's part and parcel of what makes the two of you future Hall of Fame type players?
Well, I mean, you know, certainly my Tom and I had different types of injuries, you know, but I mean, I went through the entire, you know, rehab process and saw doctors. And if, you know, if a doctor had told me that, you know, if he advised me not to play, then I would not play. I wouldn't argue it. You know, I got, I feel I have it in that perspective, but when I was cleared to play, certainly I still have a great passion for the game. I enjoyed playing. I thought I could still produce, even though I'm not playing for the team that I used to play for, you know, I still it's what I've always loved to do. So, but you know, the time. I mean, I know Tom has said that before, how long he wants to play. You know, I don't have that number in mind, maybe quite like he does, but I still have a passion for it. I still enjoy the preparation, the work of it, you know, the off season, the Mondays, the Tuesdays, the game planning. I still enjoy that. So I think until I stop having a passion for that, until I can no longer produce or be effective, to me, that's when I'll stop playing, when I just can't produce or just don't enjoy it.
You certainly look like you're enjoying yourself in the televised games we've seen back here, the season opener, the game the other night. I mean, it looks like you're having a lot of fun.
Well, certainly winning, certainly our two wins has been fun. I mean, it's a fine line, for me after being out for a year. I certainly didn't need a year off to reemphasize how much I enjoyed playing. I'm never taking football for granted. So I didn't need a year off to remind me of that, but it certainly does reinforce that we are fortunate to be playing this game. And, I know how hard I've worked, how far I've come. I know where I was last year. So there's that fine line between, hey, you know, I have come a long way. I'm out here playing. You know, last year at this point, I was, not coming off of surgery. Was not in a place, you know, to play this time in the fall last year. At the same time, I don't think your teammates, your fans, want to hear that, hey, you're just happy to be out there playing. I mean, when you're out there, you certainly want to win. So our two losses to Atlanta and Houston were disappointing losses. They were two good teams. But certainly winning is always more fun. I do have to admit, you know, that I do enjoy, you know, being out there, knowing where I was last year at this point.
Peyton, Bill Belichick has said a couple of times this week that what you're doing now in Denver is pretty much identical to the kind of offense that you're running back in Indianapolis. Is that a pretty fair assessment?
I can't really say that one way or the other. Obviously, I can't force someone else's opinion, and I think for me to respond to that would be too informative, I guess. So, that's coach's evaluation. That's his. But it's new players that I'm playing with. There's new coaches. You know, there's new things for me. So, everybody can form their own opinion.
How has both having Brandon Stokley and Jacob Tammy there helped you out in terms of the transition?
Well, I think any time that, that you go through a change, any familiarity that you can have certainly helps in a transition. And Brandon Stokley is one of my favorite teammates of all time. Just a guy that loves football, you know, grew up around football with his dad being a coach, and the 4 years he and I played together were a lot of fun. And so to be reunited with him has been special. And then Jacob, kind of played in the shadows of Dallas Clark there in Indianapolis and had the chance to kind of establish him himself on his own, and is really a good teammate, a hard worker as well. So, yeah, it certainly helps having a couple guys that you played with before.
What's it been like getting a chance to work with Dan Copen?
Well, certainly, I'm sick about J.D. Walton's injury. I know how hard he's worked this offseason. He and I have spent a great deal of time together. That's probably the first thing I did when I got here was getting snaps, you know, with J.D. And, you know, that quarterback-center exchange is vital. And so I'm sick about his injury. And when you lose a starting center, started every game for the past 3 years, it's very rare that you can replace them with a veteran like Dan, who has played many huge games and his experience. So we feel fortunate to have him, and it's always nice having a veteran player who's been around winning for his entire career on your team.
When your peers talk about the amount of success that you've had, they say it starts with the work ethic. How much time do you spend at the facility on a day-to-day basis, and what kind of goes into your routine?
I've never charted it. I've never logged hours or felt like I had to achieve a certain time amount each week. I've always just, gone through the entire week and tried to do as much as I can that I felt like I had to do to get ready, certain teams, certain films, require more, require different types of studying. So, maybe I should keep count one time, but I feel like I do what any quarterback should have to do in order to get ready to play. It's part of the job is being on top of the cerebral part. I think at my age, certainly you have to spend a large amount of the physical as well. I still have my rehab that I have to do, the body work, those kind of things. So it's between the physical and the study time, you certainly do have to spend extra time. I think that's part of being a professional football player, especially being one that's, in his 15th year.
When the Patriots were winning Super Bowls, I think the defense was all...
Time for one more for Peyton.
The defense was always lauded for the way they were able to disguise things before the snap. Are they anywhere near the same level right now defensively in that area of the game as compared to where they were back when Harrison and Bruschi and Law and those guys were playing?
Yeah, I can't speak to the comparison. I don't know them as well. Right now, we're studying them through the week. Didn't play against them last year, and I think the best way to learn about a team and is to play against them. It's been 2 years since I played against them, so I'm studying this team all week, getting to know them. Obviously, I think you learn during the week, and you learn during the game as well. So I know they're creating a lot of turnovers. I know they've had chances to win. Easily could be 4-0 at this point, and coming off a huge, road win on the division when they, typical Patriots fashion, 60-minute game, Buffalo, grew up to a big lead, but, some of their veteran players stepped up with some big plays and turned that game around. So, they're always tough when you play them in Foxborough.
Thanks, Peyton.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, all the best. Thanks.